Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehilim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Maseches Asubas Rachol. Shishi b'zecher find Rizvi b'kahagun bikar of mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we had said the Reb Tzadik argues with the Chum in three different cases, so we continue with something similar. Arba dvarim gamliel matame v'chum matarin. There are four things where gamliel is matame, the Chum is aratahar. Number one, kisur teni shal matachel shabal batim. This is the cover of the teni type kli which is made out of metal owned by balabatim. And Mishnah Gimel we had said that the Chum hold that this is not makabel tomo. That's because it's just used for a regular cover. It's just meant to be the top, the cover of this kli. So when Gamliel holds his makabel tomo, that's because it could be inverted, it could be turned inside out and used for certain things. Also, tulu hamagredos, the loop of the scrapers. These scrapers were used in the bathhouses, the public bathhouses. People would go there, and instead of bringing their own bath poof or scraper, they would have public scrapers you could just use to scrape your skin and make it nice and clean, and that has loop on them for hanging them up. So according to Gamliel, that loop is able to makabel tomo because considered a kli, it's meant to be used for hanging the scraper. An unfinished metal kalim, according to Gamliel, even though it's unfinished, since it's still able to be used, this metal kli is a makabel tomo. And also a tavel shenechel shnayim, we have a piece of flat earthenware. Tavel literally is tablet, and it has a little rim around it, so it's able to makabel tomo, and it was split into two, and we can't really differentiate which side is bigger. So Gamliel's machmer that both sides are able to makabel tomo because they seem to be equal. How the Chum argue with that? Now Gamliel, echad gadol v'echad katon. The Chum do agree with Gamliel that if this tavel is split into two, and it's very clear that one side is bigger than the other, shagadol tameh v'katan tar, the larger piece is even makabel tomo and the smaller one is not. That's because the larger piece is really considered like the original one, and again, since it has a lip around it, it's considered usable, as opposed to the smaller one, that's not makabel tomo. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, what about the following? Dinar shenifsal. We have a dinar, which is a type of a coin. It became pasul. Now, the two ways it can become pasul: either that it's simply been discontinued, the government or the powers that be said no more using this anymore, or it could be that it's not its original weight. Remember, back in the day, and actually not so long ago, their coins had a value because that's what they weighed in gold, silver, or copper. It's not like nowadays where it says 25 cents on the coin and it's not actually worth anything. It's just a piece of metal that has no value to it, and the only value is the fact that it says 25 cents. Back in the day, the dinar actually weighed a dinar of silver or gold. And over time, as people used these coins, that precious metal, the gold, silver, or copper, got rubbed out, and then it's worth less than a dinar. So this dinar, this coin, became pasul. It's not able to be used anymore, but v'skino l'tloisa b'tzavar ketano, he fixed it up and he made it to be hung around the neck of a little kid, basically a piece of jewelry. So tamei kud makabel tomo because it's a piece of jewelry. V'chein sela, also a sela, which is a larger coin that its weight is 4 dinarim, shenifsala, if that fell out of use, v'skino l'yos shekel ba, then he fixed it up to be able to use it as a weight. He's just going to use it as a counterbalance weight. So tamei that also kud makabel tomo because now it's considered a kli, it's considered a weight. Now we have a different question. What about in the case where it became pasul because it lost some of the weight of the metal, of the original coin, and got rubbed out, something happened to it, and now it's not the original weight. So on coming to Pasul V'Yerushai L'Kaima, how much of it is allowed to be worn away and still a person is allowed to keep it? And the answer is Achnei Dinarim, the Sela is allowed to lose half of its value, half of its weight. That's 2 Dinarim. Remember, Sela is 4 Dinarim. So if it loses up until 2 Dinarim, it's not a problem, it's still allowed to be used because at worst, it's half of a Sela. However, Pachas Mikan, if it loses more than that, Yakaitz, he has to cut up into pieces and he's not allowed to have it at all. That's because we're afraid that he might end up cheating somebody and using it as a coin of 2 Dinarim, and it's not even worth 2 Dinarim. So in that situation, he would actually have to chop it up and not be allowed to have it at all. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and on to Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.